know you want me free. Sports star, honeybee on my team. I wanna play nicely. I can pick it up if you take a lead. I know you want me free. Team. I wanna play nicely. I can pick it up if you take a lead. I know you want me free. I know you want me free. I know you want me free. I know you want me free.
Como crujía antes de caerse al suelo. sabía que se rompía. Está parpadeando la luz del descansillo. Una voz de la escalera, alguien cruzando el pasillo. Malamente. Sí, sí. Ponte que la acera.
Mira, 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 mira.
Cuanto más quiero cruzarlo.
Va.
Más se mueve y tambalea.
Doesn't mean that it'll never come true. One.
just don't know.
Is that the right thing to do?
Oh, I just don't know. I just don't know. Let me introduce one to the other, the dream and the real. Get them acquainted
just because she can.
Introduce
just because she can.
A mouth to a mouth.
Is that the right thing to do?
Oh, I just don't know. I just don't know.
Is that the right thing to do?
Oh, I just don't know. I just don't know. Can I just sneak up from behind
to the back of his head?
Then I lift up his hair and nipple ever so lightly.
That's where the hair starts, just because she can.
Now please can I kiss him?
Just because she can.
Yo quiero besarle.
Can I kiss him?
Okay.
Do you wanna?
Okay, we're on the air. Yay. Okay. I just didn't notice. Okay, my voice is super quiet. Can you turn that up? Hello, hello. Oh.
Okay. There we go.
Okay. The studio mic is really testing us today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Post-Adolescence Glow. My name's Amelia, and I'm so excited to be hosting Anna Cornis today. Say hi. Or Anna. Anna. Anna.
Yeah. Yes. Hi, guys.
I'm so sorry. Literally terrible. I'm here today with Kim and Constantine and the rest of Anna's band. Will you introduce them or introduce yourselves?
Yes. So I'm Anna, and then on keys we have Nico. On guitar we have Edward. On drums, we have Wesley, and then on bass, we have Toby.
Nice. Welcome. I'm so excited to have you guys here today. I guess I should start by asking, how are you guys doing?
I think we're good.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Nice. Yeah, it's starting to get cold, but I'm kind of, like, really feeling it. I feel excited about being outside and my fun winter outfits. I feel like that's what I'm thinking about. Ooh, that mic's kind of cutting, but sorry. I'm going to go ahead and have you get into your first song, and just if you want to say a few words about what the song is or what it means to you, go for it, and then we'll chat some more.
Okay. So the first song is called Never Be. It's an original, and yeah, we're just going to play it.
Thank you. left and right. Why do I gotta put up a fight? I don't even care about him but them. It's making me mad. And every night he's hitting up my phone. He only calls me when he's all alone. Don't know if I can keep saying no, cause it's all cause of her that I can go. I can lose, cause I should be the one to win. And if I did, then she would say that it's a sin. And I should hate her after everything she said to me. I'm not like her, she's the person I will never be. Never be like her, no, 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 I will never be. Never be like her, no, 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 I will never be. Never be like her, no, 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 I will never be. Never be like her, no, no. Should I be sorry when I see her cry? I'm falling for it, but it's all a lie. Victim, conflicts on display, goddamn. Am I going mad? And every night he's hitting up my phone. He only calls me when he's all alone. Don't know if I can keep saying no, cause it's all cause of her that I can go. The one to win, I can lose. This one's for me. I should be the one to win. I can lose, cause I should be the one to win. And if I did, then she would say that it's a sin. And I should hate her after every bit she said to me. I'm not like her, she's the person I will never be. Never be like her, no, 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 I will never be. Never be like her, no, 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 I will never be. Never be like her, no.
Wow, that was so awesome.
Yeah.
I really felt you guys get into a groove with each other, too, and I loved the way everyone kind of stepped out in the beginning of the song. The really fun bass line, too.
Yay,
it was awesome.
Toby.
Yay. So, for example, that bass line, like, did you write that, or who wrote that?
I did not write that. my producer wrote it. So I'm from Hungary, and I work
right.
with a producer who's also Hungarian. And I worked on an album with him.
Oh, wow,
so
that's awesome.
We worked on 10 songs together, so
nice.
He kind of helped me with all the production stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, I feel like it's really great to have, I guess, someone in the background
yeah.
helping bring those sorts of things together. So would you say you have very strong ties to Hungary still as somebody who lives in the United States?
Well, this is my fifth year in the U.S. because I went to a boarding school before college. So I feel like I still have strong ties to it, and I love being back home. But I'm not going to lie, I've been kind of forgetting Hungarian a little bit, which
Ooh.
Is bad. Which is really bad because it's supposed to be my first language, but it's fine.
That's really interesting to ponder, though, as someone who lives in a place where I speak my first language.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of curious, like, how often are you interacting with people who also share, like, Hungarian national identity? Just out of curiosity, like...
Literally only my parents. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy because all of my friends are also international. I mean, at Berkeley, there's not a singular Hungarian person at Berkeley. I don't think I've met anybody in Boston who's Hungarian. And my brother also lives in the U.S., so we mostly talk in English or sometimes Hungarian. My best friend, she's Hungarian, but she lives in the U.K., so we talk in English.
Wow.
And so, like, when most of my friends are talking English because they all live abroad, so, mm-hmm. like, it's only my parents and, like, my grandparents. So.
Yeah. Well, those special people keep those connections alive, and I'm glad to hear you have other international friends to feel connected to.
Yeah, Edward is also international.
Awesome.
He's from Sweden.
Awesome. Very cool. That's very cool. Okay, you're from Hungary. He's from Sweden. Where are the rest of y'all from?
Okay, so Nico's from California. Wes
Wait,
is also
where?
Kim wants to know where.
Where? In
San Francisco.
Kim's from LA. San Diego. Oh my God. Oh my God. I just got elbowed pretty hard. I'm sorry. That was terrible. I knew this. I literally knew this. I'm so sorry.
LA is the worst city in the world.
I don't know if y'all heard that.
I hate LA.
Fair.
And then Wes is, you're from Orange County, right?
Oh.
No. No, you're not from
Bakersfield.
Honestly,
worse.
Yeah. Bakersfield.
And then Toby's from New York.
Nice.
Outside New York.
Oh, Constantine. Oh, outside of New York. Because Constantine's from New York. So we have to ask and see if anyone's from the same place.
Like, he's outside New York City. In the city. No.
like where?
I don't know America.
America's confusing. Jeez. cool. Well, I love to be able to, like, establish a rapport and just hear where y'all are from. And I'm going to have you play another song.
Okay. So the next one is also an original. It's called Losing Something.
Your bags in the morning, didn't text, didn't give me any warning, so I knew that you won't be calling. No, I should have been more honest. I didn't think, didn't see that I promised, so I knew that you won't be calling. No, is it me? I am the problem. Is it all my fault? Was it something that I said? What the hell is going on? Is it me? I am the one who's doing something wrong. I should have known. I can't get over it. I think I'm losing something. I think I'm losing something that I shouldn't lose. Can't get over it. I think I'm losing something. I think I'm losing something that I shouldn't lose. This past weekend, it wasn't you, wasn't even half as decent. So I gave you a call into feeling. No, saw that you posted your new girl, saw the necklace that you gave her in the picture. So send all yourself to your mom's house. No, is it me? I am the problem. Is it all my fault? Was it something that I said? What the hell is going on? Is it me? I am the one who's doing something wrong.
We love that one.
Thank you.
Kim thought that sounded incredible with your voice.
Thank you.
So when did you, speaking of your voice, when did you start singing?
I started singing when I was like very, very little. Like I always wanted to be a singer.
But I wanted to be a singer before I knew I could sing.
Yeah.
And then when I was 13, I got a vocal teacher.
Yeah.
And that's when I started singing.
Yeah. Makes a huge difference. My voice coach changed my life. Yeah, for sure. So then at what point in that trajectory did you start writing?
So when I was younger, I always wanted to be a musical actress.
Me too.
So I was I'm going to be on Broadway. That's my biggest dream. And then I think when I was 15, 16, I went to a lot of concerts and I was I really, really want to mm-hmm. and festivals. And I was I really want to perform at a festival. And then that's when I started writing my own songs. So, and nice. Then I was I don't want to do musical theater anymore.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks. Yeah, I think that I've at least as a vocalist have spent a lot of time pondering how musical theater has informed the way I perform and sing.
Yeah.
And also the ways that I really appreciate getting to kind of stylize and do my own thing when it comes to writing originals or even covering music, because I do think there's something very liberating about not needing to play a character or be a certain person. You just get to be yourself, you know?
Yeah. It's way more scarier though.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's I don't know. It's just I feel I'm when I have to play a character, it's just, I can just do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's going to really judge me because it's the character. But mm-hmm. when I'm myself, I think it's way scarier.
Yeah, it's braver too.
Yeah.
So I guess my next question for you, and we'll just chat now because I feel it. So you get to be that person then. Who is that? Just who you, who do you embody, I guess?
When I'm performing as myself?
Yeah.
I guess myself, but a little more out there person. Mm-hmm. When you first meet me, I'm very quiet, but when you know me, you're she needs to shut up.
It's called expressive.
she's talking way too much, but I don't know. I just try to be in I'm a pop star.
Yeah,
mindset.
You do have to kind of get in character. Yeah, I feel of who you want to be and how you want to portray yourself. I think that's a really helpful, almost confidence exercise for me too. Because I'm I mean, I'm great. it is kind of weird though. It's a weird thing we musicians do.
Yeah.
But okay, cool. Well, I loved your response. I'm going to have you play another song.
Okay.
I might have you play two songs right now, and I'll just sit quietly.
Yes, perfect.
And listen.
So the next two, the first one is, both of them are covers. But this one is from a European artist. She's from the UK. And this is a club song. But we're going to do a fun little version of it. It's called Remember. Fine, now it's over. I've been moving on and living my life. Occasionally I lose composure, and I can't get you out of my mind. If I could go back in time, I'd do things differently. Yeah, I wouldn't think twice. I'd distract myself, think of someone else. But every now and then you remind me, only when I'm lying in bed on my own, and I wake up and I don't see your name on my phone. It's the moments that I think that I'm better alone. That's when I remember, every time I walk past your house in the rain, and I tell myself that you were the biggest mistake. And just when I think I'm finally doing okay, that's when I remember. The voice that go around in my head, so I try to delete all the memories, cause you're really hard to forget. If I could go back in time, I'd do
differently, yeah, I wouldn't think twice. I distract myself, think of someone else, but every now and then you remind me. Only when I'm lying in bed on my own, and I wake up and I don't see your name on my phone. It's in the moments that I think that I'm better alone. That's when I remember every time I walk out the house in the rain, and I tell myself that you. And I don't see your name on my phone. It's in the moments that I think that I'm better alone. That's when I remember.
Is one of my absolute favorite songs. I love this song so much. It's called Sunday Candy.
By I love this song. Chance this is the ultimate Thanksgiving song. That's what I always say. Just makes me think of Thanksgiving.
She could say in her voice, in the way that she loves me, with her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands and her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Hitler. I got a future song, sing it for my grandma. You'll sing it too, but your grandma and my grandma. My hair made pan fry, sunshine, south side. And beat the devil by the landslide. Praying with her hand side. President on my fan club, stand so. Something told me I should bring my butt to church slowly. Take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you on my Sunday candy. Slowly, take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you on my Sunday candy. Come on in this house, it's gonna rain. Rain down Zion, it's gonna. Candy or peppermint is the truth. A pessimistical Monday. If I had tweaked your miss you, you look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. I came and set in the setting. I came and set in your pew. I come for Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking. Holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hogs with a scent. You smell like white gas, water, electricity red. And you said the water gusts were quiet. Got so tired. And his daily praise, his daily basis. Gotta try it. You're my dream. Catch your dream team. Team Captain, matter of fact, I ain't see you in a minute. Let me bring my butt to church. Come on in this house, it's gonna rain. Rain down Zion, it's gonna rain. Come on in this house, it's gonna rain. Rain down Zion, it's gonna rain. So take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you on my Sunday candy. Slowly, take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you on my Sunday candy. Slowly, take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. Sunday candy. Come on in this house, it's gonna rain.
Also, I just need everyone listening to know that, like, Anna was not looking at the words at all. She knows all the words to that song, which is awesome. It's a really fun song.
Yeah, I love it so much.
It's a very nostalgic song. So I want to ask you a little bit more about just what your songwriting process is like. Because you said you're working with a producer.
Yeah.
But there's definitely, like, a personality to your music that is unique and distinct. And I guess I wonder what you find yourself writing about. I hear you writing to somebody in some of your songs. How do you find that the creative artistic subject help aids you in that writing process?
Usually what I really like to do is like find, like, Berkeley is like really big on like song seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So what I usually do is like figure out a title or like one word that I really, really want to like write about. And then I write about that, or I just have like an idea or something. And I usually love to write about things that happen to me, because it's just more personal. And like when I write, I like to like write my lyrics how I'm like actually talking.
Yeah.
So yeah. And but this semester I've been like writing a lot for other people for like my classes and stuff. So that's been like really fun too. But I just love writing for myself. So
yeah, definitely.
It's just way more like relaxing, I guess.
Yeah. And so I guess what's step one? Where do you start if
so
you're writing songs?
Step one is a title. And then I kind of just like start like laying down chords and like start just like humming. And I usually get probably I always do the chorus first, I would say.
Yeah.
And then I have the chorus, I have the main idea of the chorus, I start writing lyrics for the chorus, and then I'm just like, okay, this is the main idea, like, how can I build a story around this idea?
Definitely.
So I think that's how it goes.
Yeah, that was
and
beautifully
then, said. Or I just, like, listen to a song and I really like it, and I'm like, okay, I want to write something about like kind of that like genre or that situation, or like I want to write something that would sound good with that like production. So I guess that's how it goes.
Yeah, definitely. I just love to hear how everyone kind of has a different approach. And yeah, I think there is something that's definitely more powerful about writing from within, about your personal experiences too. But I don't know. How do you find you hit your strides? Like, where do you find, like, have there been moments maybe recently or this year where you felt like, wow, that just really clicked for me?
Like a song?
Yeah.
There's this one song that I love, and I think everybody who I show it to really like it too, because this is like the first song that's like full on happy. Like, there's
nice.
Not a sad moment in it, because I was like, I really want to write like a hot girl banger about just like clubbing and like having fun in a club. So I really like wanted to write an experience about that. So and then I wrote it and I was like, I love this one.
That's
like
awesome.
I really like it, and it's like the production is very like 80s like pop, like a lot of synth stuff.
Nice.
So it's like, and I really like it.
Will we hear that song today?
Sadly, no, because it's like it has like so much production that it like you cannot really play it.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Well, what's it called?
It's called Again.
Again. Well, everyone should go on Anna's Spotify.
Yeah,
and stream it. Is it on there?
It's not out yet.
For some reason, I assumed it was. No. I shouldn't have assumed that. I'm sorry.
No, it's not out yet, but it's like my next single. It's like coming out like in a month.
So even more exciting.
Yeah.
new single dropping in a month. Everyone should follow Anna on Instagram. Can you drop your Insta handle?
Yes. So my Insta handle is ANNA_KORNIS.
Lovely. And please follow Post Adolescence Glow. And I always just want to like urge, if you're listening or if you're an artist who's been on the show in the past or anything like that, to one, always reach out to us if you want to promo things, because we do like to promo people. It's just a matter of if I can make sure someone does it, and Madison's been making that happen, which has been really cool. Madison's one of our new social media helpers people. She's like the head social media person. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
You can say hi, Madison, if you want.
Hi.
Madison seemed really excited about that. And also just like reposting and tuning in, all that stuff, the media really does make a huge difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and have you maybe play two more songs.
Okay.
And we'll chat a little more.
Yeah. So the next one is also an original, and this one is out on Spotify and every streaming platform. It's called Oh My God. And it's just about rejection.
Very real. Yeah.
Rejections in 2 days, nothing seems to go my way. Why am I stuck with this fate? I need someone to translate. 5 more days left in the week, as the tears fall down my cheek, I'll stop trying to pretend that you and I are more than friends. Oh my God, I think I'm not enough. Oh, it hurts to fall in love. I know that it's just easier to give it all love. Could be the lack of trust. Oh my God, I think too much. I feel like I'm the reason why I'll never be loved. Best to keep it cool, sick of feeling like a fool. I don't have much more to lose, nothing left for me to do. I was told that it gets better, don't know why it takes forever. It's been just over a year, is it time I disappear? Oh my God, I think I'm not enough. Oh, it hurts to fall in love. I know that it's just easier to give it all up. Could be the lack of trust. Oh my God, I think too much. I feel like I'm the reason why I'll never be loved. Don't know where this is going, but I'm sure that it ain't foreign. And it makes me wanna die. I just can't explain it why. Cause it's harder to explain it when you don't have words to say it. So don't ask me, cause you know that it is way too complicated. Oh my God, I think I'm not enough. Oh, it hurts to fall in love. I know that it's just easier to give it all up. Could be the lack of trust. Oh my God, I think too much. I feel like I'm the reason why I'll never be loved. I think I'm not enough. Oh, it hurts to fall in love. I know that it's just easier to give it all up. Could be the lack of trust. Oh my God, I think too much. I feel like I'm the reason why I'll never be loved. Oh my God, oh my God, will I ever be loved? Oh my God, oh my God, will I ever be loved? Oh my God, oh my God, will I ever be loved? Oh my God, oh my God. Yay. Okay, and the next one is a cover. We're gonna play a song by a Swedish band just because Edward is in the band.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah. I think everybody knows this song. I hope everybody knows this song, so yeah.
And this is from Edward's band?
No, it's like a famous Swedish band.
Oh, I thought you were saying like Edward is in famous Swedish band.
No.
I was like, what?
It's called Lay Your Love on Me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't I?
It's my band.
Jealous before we met. Now every woman I see
a potential threat. And I'm possessive, it isn't nice. You heard me saying that smoking was my only vice. And now it isn't true. Now everything is new. And all I've learned has overturned. I beg of you. Shooting a sitting duck, a little talk and a smile, and baby, I was stuck. I still don't know what you've done to me. A grown-up woman should never fall so easily. I beg you, dear, don't go away from your emotion. Lay all your love on me. Don't go sharing your emotion.
Super fun. We all really enjoyed that, and I thought it was like super creative the way you guys went about covering it too. Just with the fun funky bass line at the beginning, I loved it. Y'all are definitely reliable for a funky bass line.
Yeah. Shout out to Toby.
Woo! Thanks, Toby. We're gonna go ahead and switch gears really quick and do a PSA. So Alec, turning it over to you.
Hey, PSA, real quick. Numbers to think about. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Back to you guys.
You want to do it, Constantine? All right. Now. Yeah. Ready?
Okay, sure. Yeah. Hi, this is Constantine with Post Adolescence Glow, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks, Constantine. Thank you, Alec. Okay, so do you guys have more music today?
Yes, we do. Nico has to leave soon, so can we just play them? Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Sorry, we're going late. It's taking forever. My bad.
You're totally fine. Okay, so the next three is going to be all originals.
Awesome.
And one of them is already out, and two of them are going to be on the album. So
very exciting. Okay. So
it's called, the first one is Hate That I Miss You.
Nice.
Walking down the street, thinking I would never see you. I should have changed my mind, the silhouette just looked like you do. So I didn't say a thing, bit my lips a little harder. For the 2 years that we dated, should have acted a bit more smarter. I know, maybe I should let you go. Oh, I hate that I miss you, I really don't wanna see you. And I wish you would call me and maybe tell me